Willie and D-Mace coming your way here. Final hour of the show. Willie Donick, Derek Mason here with you. Second day of Titans training camp in pads. We've talked about that a lot. We'll get back to that a little bit later in the show. But as we promised you earlier, we got a special guest on the line with us who many of you will know if you have followed baseball in this area for a while. Pedro Alvarez joins us. He is involved in the Nashville Sounds upcoming event, Home Run Derby X, which is in Nashville on Saturday, August 31st. It's going to be a home run derby, but it's unique. They've got Pedro and a couple other veteran Major League Baseball players who have hit their share of home runs. Pedro hit 162 in his career in the bigs. And we'll let him explain it a little bit more. Pedro, thank you for coming on the show with us. Good to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much, you guys, for having me.
So, Pedro, tell me about Home Run Derby X. Who came to you with the idea, and how excited are you to get out there and swing it?
I'm pretty excited. It was a team out of MLB contacted me. Obviously, the Sounds connection and the Vandy connection, they kind of figured I'd be interested. And it's a fun competition. We got three-on-three competition. We got four teams, and pretty much set up just like the MLB Home Run Derby, but just with a couple extra cool features. For instance, like opposing teams can play defense, and it can count against you. We got special like semifinal rounds and final rounds, and different swing multipliers. So it's a home run derby with all the cool perks of like a fun action filled event.
Yeah, there are four teams. Each team has three players. Each team has a former big league slugger, an outstanding, if I'm reading this right, Pedro, an outstanding women's softball player, and then somebody maybe with a local tie is the third, maybe a little wild card, I guess is how I would describe it, right?
Yes, sir. It's somebody local from the area that has been either requested by someone else or has applied and has been given the opportunity to showcase himself.
Pedro, I noticed that nobody came to me and said, Willie, would you like to be the local guy on one of these teams? They looked at my minor league stats, and I had one minor league home run and two home runs at Vanderbilt, Pedro. I guess I would not be effective in this.
I think you have too much expertise.
Oh boy! But Pedro, for people that don't know Pedro, he was a great player at Vanderbilt under Tim Corbin. The early years of Tim Corbin's regime, he got there in 2003, and Pedro came along a couple of years later and took it to a whole new level. But Pedro, it's just really interesting to look back to think about how long Tim Corbin basically has had a generation of players now that have come through there. It's just amazing to think back through that legacy.
Oh, I mean, it's what he's been able to do there, what he's been able to do for that that program, but just also for the city of Nashville has been just unbelievable. You know, Coach Corbin is like a dad to me, was when I was there, still is. And I think it just goes to show you the kind of program that we have there. And I say we because I still feel very much part of it. I recently just moved from Nashville, but when I was there, I was there all the time. I just recently finished up my degree. And I was at the field every day, right? So it's one of those places where, it's the program that keeps giving. I just remember in the beginning when I first, was hearing about Vanderbilt and, obviously, the school has always been well known for its academics. And honestly, that was the extent of what I knew Vanderbilt to be, you know, the Harvard of the South, as they used to call it. And to see the growth, to see where this program has gotten is it makes me feel very proud to be part of this this program.
You know, you mentioned it, and as I mentioned to D-Mace earlier in our show when we were telling people you were coming on, is back at that time, you know, you're from New York City. It's not like you grew up around the corner, as you just mentioned, and you knew a ton about Vanderbilt, and the baseball program itself had not become what it is today. So now it's routine for somebody to be recruited by Tim Corbin, and you name a state, California or Texas or Boston, wherever, and they will know all about the program. But it wasn't like that for you. So how did he connect with you? And you said to yourself, okay, this is a place where I can go and we can build something here.
You know, I think if anything, it's a testament to the people that were there. Coach Corbin and Coach Backage and DJ and Blake Allen and everybody who was there at the time. You know, it was just the little bit I got to see Corbs during tournaments and the opportunities I got to interact with anybody from the university. It just felt like the right place and the right fit. And I knew that if I went there, I'd be taken care of. And I think most importantly, my parents knew that or had that feeling that I would be taken care of. And like I said, academically, Vanderbilt had never been, you know, any slouch. And so we knew what we were getting there. And to be honest with you, just the fact that I was going to have the ability to play in the SEC against that kind of competition. And I just foresaw myself having an opportunity to be able to play right away. For me, it was kind of a no-brainer. You know, what we focused on was playing for somebody who you thought had the best interest in you, regardless of what the team looked like or the past history. You know, to me, honestly, that was secondary. But given the people that were there and given the situation that you can experience at Vanderbilt is what sold it. And obviously, it's a beautiful, beautiful campus.
We're talking with Pedro Alvarez. Now, Pedro, you just mentioned Corbs and how you felt about him when you got recruited and got there, and how you still feel about him as a person, a sort of a father figure. Is that why this program has been able to sustain the success they have sustained over these years? Like Willie said, it's been a generation. He's had a generation of players now, and he's had a lot of success there at Vanderbilt. Is it because of the approach you're talking about, where it's almost like a father figure, and your parents, they know they're sending you to someone that really truly cares about you?
No, I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, I'm not going to go ahead and say that it's all mm-hmm. anyone cares for and, you know, for everybody, but it's obviously a huge part of it. You know, now myself having kids of my own, you know, that's definitely when it's time to cross that bridge, that's something. Let's say my daughters are in athletics or anything. I know I would like for them to go somewhere where I know that they're safe, right, and that they're going to be taken care of. So for sure, it's up there. And I think it's the fact that you learn so many things outside of just the baseball realm. You know, a lot of things that you learn to become a better young adult and eventually a better father or a better son. It's like those tiny attention to details that may seem trivial in the baseball world, but at the end of the day, I think part of Coach Corbin and Vanderbilt's legacy is to have us leave that place a little bit better human beings. And I think Vanderbilt does a great job of that.
Now, one thing that Coach Corbs has to deal with, just like any other coach in college and for that fact in high school now, is the whole NIL. You would have been a guy that would have been, you know, sponsors would have been coming out the woodworks trying to give you NIL. How do you think that it's affected sort of baseball? I know how it's affected other sports, mainly football, but how do you think it's affected baseball now that they have implemented sort of this NIL and athletes, whether it be men or women, they get an opportunity to benefit off their likeness, which they should have gotten a long time ago?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, in anything that you do, whether it's athletics, whether it's being a doctor, whatever field you're in, you should always, you know, be compensated what you deserve. That being said, I know it's, you know, I'm having a hard time even grasping the idea of NIL and even exactly how it works. So I think there's a lot of things that still need to be figured out. It's just has forced institutions now to obviously look into that, you know, and, you know, because it's a recruiting tool in itself. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, every so often, you know, you talk about, you know, generational, but it's just one of those big pivotal moments that changes the dynamic of an industry and a field, and it's about adapting, right? So, you know, on one end, it's great that, you know, these athletes are getting what they deserve and what they've earned, especially when we talk about our football players, right? And so it's great, you know, but I know that there's a lot of things that still need to be kind of worked out and to make sure that, you know, no one is being taken advantage of.
We're talking to Pedro Alvarez, former Vanderbilt Commodore, former Pittsburgh Pirate, Baltimore Oriole. He'll be participating in the Nashville Sounds MLB Home Run Derby X at First Horizon Park Saturday, August 31st, in front of the home fans here. Beautiful park. And Manny Ramirez, Andrew Jones, Nick Swisher, all on teams along with Pedro.
They still ain't got your name up there, Willie?
No, that hasn't changed. The press release is the same. No breaking news on that, which is smart. But Pedro, you know, I think back. D-Mace and I talk about this a lot because it's changed. I try to put myself in the shoes of an 18 or 19-year-old. Now, you were a person that could have gone pro out of high school if you'd elected to. You could have turned pro and made some money at that point, pretty good money. But you had to choose, do I go to college or do I do that? Now, you could have conceivably gone to Vanderbilt and also been able to make some money. Do you think you would have been able to handle that? Because I always wonder, especially for those, there's a lot of football players who are getting ridiculous amounts of money. You could drive a really nice car. Right. Like, but are you ready for that type of thing at that stage of your life? Do you think you would have been?
You know, I mean, I think the answer that I want to say and want to hear is yes, I'd be able to handle it. But with that being said, I think that, you know, that would have called for a different situation. You know, probably had some kind of representation that helps you with that, right? Because definitely it would have been something that would have been novel and foreign and a bit overwhelming for sure. And so I think it would have just introduced the idea of having, you know, external help just at a younger age.
Pedro, you played a long time with the Pirates. The Pirates are right now, and you played on some postseason teams with the Pirates over the, and that's something I'm sure you were proud of. When you went there, they had not won a lot recently. They had a nice run. They're kind of in the mix this year. Do you still root for them?
I definitely follow. You know, I'm currently employed by the Brewers, right? So.
So you got to be careful. Yes. You got to be careful how you do it, right?
No, but it's definitely one of those situations where you always, you know, you always keep an eye on the organizations you play for, and you just, you know, you stay informed, and you know, seeing kind of their kind of ups and downs the last couple of years. One thing has always been constant. You know, Pittsburgh always has good pitching, right? They've always had the good arms, and they have a pretty good team right now. You know, they got a good mix of some young guys, some veterans, and McCutcheon, and and Rowdy. And so definitely one of those teams that, you know, you can't sleep on. They're in the mix, and definitely a formidable team.
How special was it to be on the first Pirate team in, I don't know, I guess it had been 20-some-odd years, but you guys won that wild card game. It was so exciting. And then took the Cardinals pretty deep into the postseason right after that. The fans had to be so hungry for it. That's got to be one of your favorite memories there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that year was so special, especially that Blackout wild card game. Honestly, I had never played in an atmosphere like that. And it was 23 years of some very loyal fans wanting some postseason, you know, so they were ready. And I think the coolest part about that team, too, is the fact that, you know, it was a team. You know, we were invested in one another. I can recall playing with, like, 7 or 8 guys from AA on up, which I think is pretty unheard of these days, having that kind of nucleus on a team and having those guys come up together. It was definitely by far the closest thing to having, like, the college atmosphere. And it really does help. It helps you with those come-from-behind wins, those games that you have no business winning. Somehow you find a way to win. It's very very much like our sophomore year at Vandy. I think it was something like 30-something come-from-behind wins. And, you know, but I think that has a lot to do with the camaraderie and the chemistry on that team, and that's exactly what that, you know, 2013 Pittsburgh team exemplified. And it was a lot of fun going to the park that day. On any given day, it was a different unsung hero, and it really took everybody to come through that season.
Pedro led the NL that year with 36 home runs in 2013 for the Pirates. Pedro, before we let you go, tell people what you're doing now with the Brewers. What's your role?
So I'm currently, I am in the performance psychology department, and also help out with player development. So involved in anything from practice design to actual player development throughout the minor leagues. And then I meet with the team, with the major league team a couple times, once or twice a month, either on the road or at home. And it kind of helped with that psychology portion of the game, whether it's mentoring, helping with hitting, whatever the case may be. But just kind of being a resource for both players and coaches, and kind of bridging that gap between some of the ways things were done before and some of the newer, more advanced interventions of training and statistics and you name it. But basically, I wear a bunch of different hats depending on the day, depending on the day, the time of day. And it's been a lot of fun.
Pedro, it's great to catch up with you. Can't wait for this event to come around. Best wishes to you. Continued success with the Brewers organization and everything going forward.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, Pedro Alvarez, former Commodore, now with the Milwaukee Brewers organization, as he just explained, longtime member of Major League Baseball with the Pirates and the Orioles, and he's competing in Home Run Derby X in Nashville at First Horizon Park on August 31st with Manny Ramirez, Andrew Jones, Nick Swisher.
Didn't hear your name, Willie.
Didn't
put it up there?
Refresh
your thing.
Okay.
You know,
I was thinking, if you're a certain age, could they move the fences in? That
how
might
far,
give me hope.
Hold on. How far would they have to move the fences in?
Say about 50, 60 feet. Nah, I'll give him a 40 feet grace period.
I was just never a home run hitter to start with, even in my prime. Now,
he's an RBI guy, RBI machine.
RBIs count too, Willie. Yeah. And also, Willie, I'm glad he didn't pull a Mike Vrabel. I'm glad he didn't pull the mic break. Well, he's like, I'm employed by the Brewers. I got to be calm.
That was good.
I just want you to know that.
Right. That wasn't Mike Vrabel. That was me, you know.
Trying to set him up.
I led him down the wrong path on that one. He did a good job. All right. Great to catch up with Pedro. When we come back, we'll switch gears, come back to the football world. We'll talk about some of the things that happened at Titans training camp. Stay tuned. You're listening to Willie and D. Mace here on 102.5 The Game.